Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic. Each weekday, we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, something that can help you live up to those four Stoic virtues of courage, justice, wisdom, and temperance. And here on the weekend, we take a deeper dive into those same topics. We interview Stoic philosophers, we reflect, we prepare, we think deeply about the challenging issues of our time, and we work through this philosophy in a way that's more possible here when we're not rushing to work or to get the kids to school, when we have the time to think, to go for a walk, to sit with our journals, and to prepare for what the future will bring.
I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Ryan. Welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Stoic podcast. Here I am on a weekend out a couple weeks ahead of where you're listening to this. I've battled procrastination enough in my life that I try to actually anticipate and get ahead of things. So one of the ways I record episodes of these podcasts is in advance, in a batch. So I'm not like having to do it every single day. There's less room for procrastination. But you know, that word procrastination, it is a timeless concept. As we're going to talk about in today's episode, the greats have been battling it all through history. The Stoics fought against procrastination, just as you fight against that impulse to put off, to delay, to get out of things you don't want to do. And so today's episode is how we beat procrastination with Stoicism, how you get to a place where I was as a teenager and at different points in my life where I put off things, I delayed, I tried to shirk, you know, responsibilities or duties, and got to a place where I've always got a surplus. I'm always ahead of where I need to be. I enjoy the work of it. And, I've beat the resistance, to use Stephen Pressfield's phrase. And so here today is how we beat procrastination with Stoicism. People have been procrastinating for thousands of years. That's just part of the human condition. 20 centuries ago, Seneca says the one thing that all fools have in common is that they're always delaying to live. They're always putting it off. They're delaying getting started because they'll get to it later. It's not that important. Someone else will take care of it. This is no way to do it, right? Procrastination is a very real thing. We've always struggled with it. We continue to struggle with it. But that's not who you want to be. You have things you want to do. You know you have a limited amount of time. You know there are things you've been put on this planet to do. How do we beat procrastination? I think you start with the Stoic idea of tackling it action by action. Marcus Aurelius says, don't get crushed by the whole of life. Don't let your imagination get carried away. Stick with the situation at hand. Say, why is this so unbearable? Why can't I endure it? He said, you'll be embarrassed. So I think oftentimes we get intimidated by stuff because we make it bigger than it needs to be. We think, well, what about this and this and this and this? And then of course we don't do it. We put it off because we're scared by it. We've made ourselves scared. And so I think if you can zoom in your focus, you'll have a lot more luck. Right, so Nick Saban talks about the process. He says the average down in football is like 7 seconds. Just do your job, 7 seconds. Don't let the timeline get carried away, right? And I think if we zoom way in on the task, we're gonna have a lot more success. This ties into another Stoic idea, just do a little thing. Zeno says that well-being is realized by small steps, but it's no small thing. Marcus Aurelius says, you know, assemble your life action by action. If we can just do one little thing every day, remember Seneca saying that the path to wisdom is just acquiring one quote, one insight, making one bit of progress every day. If you can think that way, then the task is not so overwhelming. When I tackle a book, I don't go, oh, I have to write this huge book. It's going to be 80,000 words. I'm going to have to go through multiple rounds of edits. I break it down into many, many different small composite pieces. The Obstacle is the Way is 32, 33 chapters, but I broke that down into three parts. And then 10 chapters in each part. And then, you know, the beginning of the chapter and the end of each chapter. And I just try to tackle each one each day. There's a great rule in writing, just two crappy pages a day. You do two crappy pages a day. If I show up and write every day, published pages come out of the backside. That's like a reality of the business. And realizing that, hey, crappy pages come out of the backside if I show up, tackle a little bit each day. That's a really important thing. But I think this is another part. People are intimidated by their sense of perfectionism. Churchill's totally right when he says, perfection can also be spelled paralysis. It's when we obsess over getting it exactly right that we don't get down to do the dirty work of it, right? So I don't focus on the results. As they say in the Bhagavad Gita, you're entitled to the work, not the fruits of the work. So my job is to just get to work every single day. I'm very routine focused. I think you have to be routine. I think a lot of the reason people procrastinate is because they're overwhelmed, right? They have a chaotic life. They have a million things that they're doing. And because they have a million things that they're doing, they don't focus. So Marcus Aurelius says, every day, every minute, we have to ask ourselves, is this essential? We eliminate the essential things from our life, from our routines, from our to-do list. Again, I have a short, tight to-do list every day. I'm writing chapter 6, part 2 of the next book, right? That's a big part of it for me. I'm not thinking, oh, I've got all these million things to do. No, I have my little piece in front of me today, and I'm going to tackle that thing. And by knowing what I have to do today and what I don't have to do, as Marcus says, we get the double benefit of doing less better.
Got a quick message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll get right back to the show. Stay tuned. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
I'm a big believer too of tackling the big, hard parts first, right? So I wake up, I tackle the hard thing for the day first. I think it's also when you're pushing things off till later, I'll do that in a couple weeks, I'll do it when things slow down, I'll do it in the afternoon when I feel more like it. That's a recipe for never actually getting around to do it. Epictetus talks about how every situation has two handles. Grab the heavy handle, get the hard thing out of the way. Don't even create room for procrastination to creep in. So this is a really key part of it, I think, is creating a schedule, a routine, a set of habits or systems that don't allow that procrastination to leap in. Seneca says, life without design is erratic. As soon as a system is in place, principles become necessary. And look, if you're all over the place, you're not gonna default to doing your best work. The small wins, really important. As I was saying, a couple crappy pages a day. I know that if I do that day in and day out, I will get a manuscript which I can then refine. If I am obsessed with the results, with what other people think, I'm not gonna be in the best headspace. By obsessing about what other people think by the results, that also contributes to being intimidated or overwhelmed because I'm nervous, right? I'm thinking, well, what are they gonna say? What if I don't get it right? What if I don't do it right? And that's not a place you wanna come from. So again, by zooming in and saying, what's in front of me? What do I control? What can I do well? What can I do to the best of my ability? Even if that's just a couple crappy pages a day, I've narrowed in what I'm supposed to be intimidated by. I think Stephen Pressfield's right. You know, he says, you experience the most resistance on the most important things. I don't procrastinate brushing my teeth. I do procrastinate, you know, starting the next book because it's gonna push me, it's gonna be scary, it's gonna challenge me. So in a sense, procrastination, the more resistance you feel, it's probably a sign you're onto something. It may be a sign that this is the most important thing that you could ever do in your life. And so as we're delaying, as Seneca says, as we're putting stuff off, we should almost go towards that. That hesitation we're feeling, that's confirmation that this is a good thing for us to do. There's a great video that Arnold Schwarzenegger did. Someone was asking, how is he still in shape? And he says, just that you do one thing every day, that's what counts. So I know if I'm just putting points on the board, putting my ass in the seat, doing some writing, that's gonna cumulatively add up to where I wanna get. That's gonna cumulatively add up to the pages which can be edited and eventually published. I think we can often be so paralyzed by what other people think, by our own standards, that we don't do the work, and because we're not doing the work, then we don't feel good about ourselves and we lose confidence. It's a momentum thing. I try to keep myself as a writer always at my fighting weight. What I mean by that is I always want to be writing a book. Starting a book is really hard, especially if you've not been writing a book. So to always be in the middle of a book, that prevents procrastination, laziness, complacency from creeping in. My last book, Lives of the Stoics, when it came out, I was just in the middle of winding down the next book. And then I'm in the middle of the next one now. So I'm always writing, and my routine is a big part of, you know, it's sort of a defense mechanism from that complacency or procrastination creeping in. In Zen and the Art of Archery, you hear Eugene Herigel talk, very similar actually to something that we get from Cicero, the image of the archer. And he talks about you aim it, you let it go, but then it leaves your hands. And so the understanding that at a certain point, this project leaves your control and that you can't care about that as much, I think also reduces the stakes a little bit and helps you see this calmly and clearly and be a little less intimidating. Everywhere is nowhere is a great saying. So if your life is chaos, disordered, you're trying to do a million things at the same time, that's a way of procrastinating. Busyness, being overwhelmed, not having the bandwidth to do a thing is just as bad as sitting on the couch and saying, oh, I'll get to it later. So you have to really ask yourself, what matters? What am I really trying to do? What are my main priorities? And then focus ruthlessly on those things. Procrastination is real. We all suffer from it. We all deal with it. Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, me, you. Procrastination, as I said, is part of the human condition, but we beat it with systems, with routine, by focusing on what's essential, by making a little bit of gain every day, putting one foot in front of the other. There really is no other way. But the final part of memento mori, you could die. Who knows how much time you have left? Why would you waste it? Why would you put off till tomorrow when tomorrow is uncertain? To me, is the ultimate way of battling procrastination and concentrating like a Roman, as Marcus Aurelius said, doing this as if it is the last thing you are doing in your life. Let's do it like that, and I think we'll be amazed at what we're able to accomplish.
Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference, and of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. I'll see you next episode.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.